I'm Corey Myers. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. USA's John Schaefer has details.
The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
Johnson underscored his belief that it is perilous for U.S. officials to dictate to Israel how to manage its internal affairs.
The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in over 23 years. With another possible government shutdown looming, lawmakers have put together a $1.2 trillion government funding package with over 1,000 pages of legislative text. The House and Senate better get to reading, as they're now facing a major crunch to get it passed ahead of the Friday deadline. If it doesn't get done, some essential government operations will shut down temporarily, including the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, State, and the Legislative Branch. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Talk about lucky. A backhoe operator in Middle Tennessee saved after a pit of rocks and dirt he was digging collapsed and buried him alive in the machine for almost half a day. Firefighters responded after his family went looking for him because they hadn't heard from him. Only a small part of the backhoe's roof was visible from under the dirt. That's exactly where the man's head and arm were. It took hours, but they were able to dig him out safely. Some teammates really do everything together. Two members of the Cincinnati Bengals, each welcoming a newborn baby last week, but they were in the same hospital at the same time, and they both had daughters on the same day. So congratulations to Evan McPherson and Logan Wilson. If you have outdoor activities planned for the first weekend of spring and you live in the Northeast, it may be wise to consider moving them indoors. The northern part of New England is expecting a big snowstorm, believe it or not. We're talking plowable snow and then heavy rain across the region. So Saturday, pretty much a washout. That winter storm watch is in effect from Friday evening through late Saturday night for northern portions of New York into Vermont, New Hampshire, and western Maine. Accumulations of snow could be 6 inches or more. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.